the first thing to remember is it was very hot.
Julius Jones is assistant curator at the Chicago History Museum. He says in the summer of 1919, thousands would be at the beach to cool off. There was an imaginary line. The 29th Street beach was white, the 26th Street beach black. A black teenager, Eugene Williams, was with his friends on a raft in the lake.
Eugene and his friends inadvertently floated south across that invisible line. They started throwing rocks at them, and one of those rocks hit Eugene, causing him to drown.
As Jones puts it, many whites took the opportunity to blow off some racial steam.
What they saw is racialized competition for jobs and for housing.
After a week of rioting, 38 people were dead, 23 blacks and 15 whites. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.